So the new perek is about all the different things that a woman cannot go outside in Rishus HaRabim. Now, the reason why a person cannot or could, yes, wear certain things, if it's a tachshit, if it's jewelry, so it's permissible because it's not called a masui. A masui is forbidden. If it's a malbush, it's permissible because that's not called a masui. Certain things, we are concerned that you might take it off. So that's why a tachshit, even though it might not be a masui, either because it's bottled to the goof, the Chayodim says, others say because the Arshulchan says, because begodim shel odom can never be called a masui. So, but the point is, clothing or jewelry you're allowed to wear. That's part of your goof, or it's not a masui, it's your malbush. But there's certain things that Rabbanu Megoyza, for two reasons. Either because you might take it off to show people, women especially do that, they take off their new choker that they're wearing or earrings and they want to show it to people. There's a whole question in Rishonim by men of Chosha to that. Or the reason is, and I'm always going to say, the Mishnah should say, because certain things you have to remove when you go to the mikveh. And if a woman has to go to the mikveh on Friday night, on Shabbos, Isra'am le'tfilah shel mitzvah, so then she's going to have to remove it or loosen it. Once you loosen it, you might take it off. Take it off, you won't put it back on. You know, like when you took something off in the bathhouse, in the mikveh, you don't necessarily put it back on when you go outside. You hold it in your hand. So that's the chash. So it's exactly the rabbonon, really, a lot of the things that are going to be mentioned over here. And that's why this perek is after the previous perek. The previous perek, was it because of the issa deraisa of imanya nuach shorcha v'chamarecha. It was an issa deraisa. Here it's an issa rabbonon that you might come to show it. Zok the Mishnah. With what could a woman go out, or what could she not go out? So Rashi, to have a tachshit v'loy masui. What could she go out with? Jewelry is not a masui. And there are certain things, like Rashi, to have a tachshit, the gozer rabbonon, chomer gzeira, dilma shalfa, she might remove it, umach v'lchavet, and show her friends, chshivusa, because it's important. And then she might carry four amas in a rishus rabim. So what are the things that are permissible and what are not? What you cannot go out with is strands and strings made out of wool that are in her hair. Now, how are they in her hair? So Rashi, she weaves them into her hair. She braids them into her hair. She braids them before Shabbos. You're not allowed to braid on Shabbos. But those that are braided in the hair before Shabbos, she cannot put into the hair. The Gemara is going to explain why. V'loy b'chutei pishtin, nor could she go with chutim, with strands, strings that are made out of linen. V'loy b'chutei shebaroisho, or different type of straps that she has in her on her head. V'loy titvol behen. And then the Mishnah says, she cannot be toivel with them. If she goes into the mikveh with them, Zok Rashi, what's the problem? Mishum chatzitza. It's a problem of chatzitza. Now, the problem of chatzitza, so there's two ways to understand in the poskim. Chatzitza is either ruboy she'ena makpid. It's, now, how do we look at the hair of the person, the body of the hair of her head? Do we look at the head as an entity on its own? So it's considered ruboy, most of the body. Which body? The body meaning the head. Most of the head, the hair is an entity on its own. So ruboy she'ena makpid, even if you're not makpid on it, but it's a ruboy she'ena makpid, so it's chaytzitz. That's how the Beis Yosef brings the Kuf Tzariches. Others learn, the Rosh brings, and Hilchos Mikvos, because it's a miut, even if you look at the head as all encompassing of the whole body, so it's not called a roiv, but it's a miut ha-makpid. You're makpid. Why you're makpid? You're makpid because you want your water to go in there. You're makpid that the water should go in there when you go into the mikveh. So it's a miut ha-makpid. So that's why it would be a problem of chatzitza. So either way, it would be a problem of chatzitza. So v'loy titbol behen, because of chatzitza. Until she loosens it. When she loosens it, so then she's allowed to, the water can enter. Once the water can enter, there's no problem of chatzitza. Now the problem is, once you loosened it, so then you might come to remove it. Because you have to loosen it, so you might remove it totally. If you remove it, you might carry. So the first part of the Mishnah is, it seems to imply, the Gemara is going to say soon, it's because of chatzitza problem, and then you might carry, not so much because you might show it. You don't show off strands. It's jewelry you might show to your friends. Strands are not something that you show to your friends. So the first part of the mission is really because of chatzitza, the Gemara is going to explain. And then you might remove it because it has to be loose. V'loy b'toy tefes, v'loy b'salvitin. These are already more choshev. Over here is a Rashi, chashino de mashalfa machvel chaveto. Here you might show your friends. It's chashiv, you want to show off. And that's, like I said, is a machlokes rishonim. The Rana and the Ramban, if by a man you're choshish that he'll show off, men don't show off to their friends things they're wearing. It's not common. The Ran says that by a man you're not choshish, Ramban says you are. It's a toises later. So that'll be enough kamina. By a man, you have to be choshish or not. Continues the Mishnah. So toitvis and savitin are more choshiv types of jewelry. Bizman she'en and tfuhin. However, this is only as long it's not sewn in. Meaning, if it's sewn into the woman had like a cap on her head. So if it's sewn into her cap on her head, she has a cap over her hair. If it's sewn into her cap, then she's not going to remove this fancy jewelry. Why? Because you have to remove your cap. And if you remove the cap, you're showing off your hair. A woman is not going to reveal her hair in her shul sarabim in a public domain. So there's no chashash when it's tafur. V'loy bekovul. And likewise, a kovul. The Gemara is going to explain what the kovul is, l'shus rabim. So here the Mishnah says l'shus rabim. Till now it didn't say l'shus rabim. Why over here does the stress l'shus rabim? Zog Rashi, because over here, l'chotzer shari. Over here it's permissible if you do it in a chotzer, in a courtyard. Why is it permissible over here in a chotzer? L'chayra, all the previous things in the Mishnah would seem to imply that it's also even in a chotzer. Lest you might go to a l'shus rabim. Zok Rashi, v'chol haniskon l'mala, all the previous things in the Mishnah, asurin af l'chotzer, it's also in l'chotzer too. Shema tagilem b'shus rabim. She might forget and get used to carrying them even in l'shus rabim. And it's not too gzeris, it's not gzeri l'gzeri. You can't do l'chotzer because you might go, and you might go to l'shus rabim because you might remove. No. V'chad gzeri, it's one gzeri. The gozer shleit is kashbem. You can't wear those type of things even in l'chotzer. Because you might go to the l'shus rabim, it's all one gzeri, and you might show it off there. Uvekivul hetirus. Why by this kabul, this type of thing, this jewelry which Gemara is going to explain, it's permissible. Can fash come on a pirkin? Shalasas kol tachshitel v'tis gan al baila. Certain things we allowed her to look beautify herself on Shabbos. Why? Shalats gan al baila. She should not be ugly looking in her husband's eyes. So we allowed it in a chotzer because shalats gan al baila. All the other things we didn't allow because chotzer shusam is one gzera and you might remove it in a shus rabim. We had to allow something because it's kind of bailo. So the kavul, they said that you can wear even in the chotzer. That you can wear in the chotzer, yes, not in the shus rabim, but in the chotzer, yes, because it's kind of bailo. Why is the shus rabim not a problem of it's kind of bailo? The shus rabim, you don't. That's not where you see your husband. You see your husband in a private domain, not in a public domain. That's what Rishonim explained. So it's kind of bailo. We allowed in the chotzer the kavul. Zok the Mishnah Vayit Veloy be Irshal Zov. Irshal Zov is a type of necklace that has in there a drawing of a city background, either a city of Yerushalayim, a city, a necklace has a ir shel zav. It has a city of gold. Yerushalayim is ir shel zav. What is another city? V'loy b'ktola v'loy b'nizomim. Or she can't wear a ktola or nizomim. The Gemara is going to explain what each one is. Different types of rings. V'loy b'tabas she'en oleh choysom. Or a ring that does not have a seal. A ring that has a seal is an issa deraisa, because that's not a tachshit at all. A seal means that you use it in a weekday to stamp things. That's for sure considered a masui. But even a tabas that does not have a choysim, which is not an issa deraisa, it's only an issa derabbanon, but the gzeira is that you might remove it. In today's day and age, it's different. We'll see later on Shulchan Aruch, later in the sugyas, that the whole chashash is you might remove. Well, today, you don't remove certain things. Women don't remove their earrings when they walk into Shus Rabim. They don't remove their rings. So it's mutter. But in the time of Chazal, Tabasin and L'choysim was an Issad Rabbonon, because it was gogel to remove. V'loy b'machat she'en nekuva. A machat, a needle that does not have a hole, doesn't have an eye in there. If it has an eye in there, then for sure it's considered an issa deraisa. But then it's not at all considered a malbush. Then it's for sure meant for sewing. But if it doesn't have an eye, so it might be used as a pin, as a decorative thing, the chashash is that it's an issa derabanan and you might show it off. Vim yotza, and that's why in all these things that mentioned in the Mishnah, if she did go out with them, she didn't carry automatically. Ein chayev es chatos. It's only a gzeira that, because really they're tachshitim. Just rabbonim with goyzer, you might remove them. So merely not chayev es chatos. You didn't do an issa chatos. It's only a gzeira rabbonon that you might remove it. So it's an issa rabbonon, you're not chayev es chatos. Now Rashi said, we said in the Mishnah, Rashi said that chutei tzemer and pishtim are kolas ben tzayra. They're woven into a hair. They're braided in the hair. Faktoi sekasha, if that's the case, so then what is the problem? The problem is that what? That you might have to go to the mikveh and you have to remove it, and then you might carry shlus ram and dal ramas. Just like you're not allowed to braid on Shabbos because it's boina, so you're not allowed to remove the braids because it's soisa. So why would you say that she would remove it? L'chari, you're not allowed to be remove it. So why would it make? Why would it be a chashash over here that you'll remove it? You're not allowed to undo a braid. So Tosha says we're talking about that it's not kalua basar. It's talking about that it's that are strands and strings and straps that are koruch around her hair, but not that they're woven and braided. Because if it's braided, then there's no problem. So how did other Rishonim, the Achronim and the Rishonim want to explain, how does Rashi learn? Rashi says, Kalas ben Sar. L'chari Tosh is a Shtaka Kasha. There's an Issa of Stira. So either the numerous Terutzim, the Arzirua wants to say, it's Soyser Shalam Nas Ligdol B'mokim, Shalam Nas Ligdol. It's not, you're not removing it in order to put it back on. Just like you need Moicham Nas Lichtoiv, or you need midaraisa, or you need soisa manas livnois in order to build. So likewise over here, it's shaloya manas livnois. And b'mokam mitzvah, it's mutter. So it's not called soisa, since you're going to the mikveh. Pnei Yeshua says, it's a melach shen tzich legufa. I don't need the etzem stira, it's only because I need to go to the mikveh. The Bach says, because all you have to do is really loosen it, you don't have to really remove it, so it's not considered soisa. The Taz in Shin Gimel and Hilchos Shabbos says that this is an example of shvus to shvus, that's mutter mokam mitzvah, that a goy can do it. A goy can unbraid it. So that's how it's shayach. And that's how it'll be able to do it. Or you can say that she did it in the daytime, the goy says reading biagra. So the point is, it's shayach even according to Rashi when it's kalua. And then Tosis Bavarns that maybe every time you're wearing clothing, maybe you can't go as clothing to Shus Rabim. Why? Because b'shas tefillah it's chaytzitz, so you have to remove it. Maybe you can't, because just like you might remove certain jewelries that are chaytzitz, and you might carry them after the mikveh, so maybe your clothing you'll carry too in your hand. So that we say no. Something that's an ikam malbish, there's no gzeira. Things that usually a person removes in order to show off, or because of chatzitza, because you're makpid, so then there's a gzeira that you can't go because you might forget. But clothing, you don't forget. You don't forget to put your clothing back on. So then there's no chash that you're ruggled to something like that to hold in your hand. Things that are usual that you're ruggled to remove, so then takir is a chash. Now that which Rashi says that it's mutter in a chotz because of shleitz gana, there happens to be a machlekes Rambam and Ravid. Are we talking about a chotz mu'reves, meaning those that we asked even in a chotze mu'reves, meaning the reish of the Mishnah, that says that it's also even b'chotze, that's even by a chotze mu'reves. Zok de Gemara, tefila man de kashmei. The Mishnah said, it started off and said, you cannot go with certain straps and strands. Because why? And the tzua shabarosha, and you can't go to the mikveh. But who's discussing mikveh? We're discussing hoitzah on Shabbos. So we already said, we explained the Gemara because you might remove it for the mikveh. But the Gemara understands you can't go in on Shabbos because you might show it off. And then suddenly it says mikveh. Zog mo tefillah man de kashmei. Omer Rab Nachman b'Yitzchok, Omer Rab Ravua, matam komer. It's an explanation, it's a reason. Matam leteitzi isha loy b'chutei tzemer. Why can a woman go with wool straps or strands? V'loy b'chutei pishn or linen ones. M'nei she omer chachom, because chachom said, b'choy loy titvo ben. Since in a weekday, if a woman goes to the mikveh, she can't have them on her in a mikveh because it's a chatzitza. Ad she teraf mantol, she loosens them so the water can enter. V'chevin de b'choy loy titvo ben. Since in a weekday, you can't go because the water has to enter. Ad she teraf em. So b'shabbos leteitzi, in Shabbos you can't wear them at all. Dilma misrami lo tefillah shal mitzvah. You might have to go to the mikveh. V'shayelu, and then you'll have to loosen it. And once you loosen it, you might carry it on your way out. And once we made this gzera by noshim, we make by all noshim, even women that don't go to the mikveh. Sometimes women have to go to the mikveh bizmana chazal because of tyrus, so it's much more common. But even we say loy plug all noshim imiktanois, so tyrus maybe is negated to them also. But akaporim, there's a chash of mikveh, and that's the explanation in the Mishnah. V'loy titvul behen, and that's why the things mentioned in the Mishnah, the first three chutei tzemer, chutei pishtin, ratzuei shabroisha, is because of the chash of tvila. The next part of the Mishnah is because you might show off to your friends. Zogma boy minerav kana minerav ticha. Rav Kana asked Rav the following. Ticha chalilta mai. What about a woman wearing in her hair ticha chalilta? Zogt Rashi. Shal shiroi shel chutin. These are chains of made out of strands, of strings. Chalulois vaguloys. They're chain type of strings that are hollow and circular. Like a net. Could she have this net on her head? Ticha chalilta mai. Omale orika amrit. You're talking about something that's woven in a net, in like a net. Kol shu orig la gozru. Anytime something that is orig, something that is woven, we didn't make a gzera. So of course he's allowed to go with those on Shabbos. So Rashi explains the question is it a chatzitza, and that's why you have to remove it in a mikveh? So likewise, you can't take it out on Shabbos because it's a chatzitza, and that's why lo teitzmen b'Shabbos because of gzeres tefillas mitzvah. Or no, it's not a chatzitza. That's good for the question. This net type of material, which is hollow and circular and chainy, like a chain, connected one to another, is it a chatzitza and it's a problem to go on Shabbos, or it's not a chatzitza? It's a question of chatzitza. Zok di gemara. Oig is not a problem of chatzitza, so you're not going to Shabbos. If it's not a chaytzitz, so mele the water can enter, so there's no chash that you're going to unloosen it and remove it and carry in Rishos Rabbim. Zog the mother, oig kaamrit, kol shu oig lagozer. Itma nami, we learn similarly. Kol shu oig, whenever something is woven in a type of material that water can enter, like gozru, there is no chash, and because there's no chash chatzitza, so there's no chash he'll carry. The ikad amri, the second lishna, says as follows: Omer Ravuna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, chazina la'achvesa. I saw my sisters; they like captain alayu. They weren't makbid when they went stam for a tefillah, not a tefillah's mitzvah. Stam when they went bathing, swimming in the summer. They weren't makbid to remove it. So we see clearly a woman is not makbid to remove this net when she goes swimming. So likewise by mikveh, you're not makbid because the water can enter. Zok di gemara. If you're not makbid, so what's the difference between this and the previous lishna? Ma'ikam in hachlishna, in hachlishna. They're both saying the same thing, that whenever it's an orig, you're not gozer because it's not a chitzitza. And he's telling me a story about his sisters. Zok di gemara. Ikam in ayu de tenifin. If it's dirty, if it's soiled. Let's say you have a type of headband that's soiled and dirty. So lahach lishadama kol shu orig lagozru. According to the lishna, anything that's woven, that's circular, that's hollow, that's chain-like, we're not goyza. So hani nami orig. So even if it's dirty and soiled, lemaisa, the water can enter. What's the difference? But lahach lishadama shmukpeda, the second lishna that he says, because his sisters were in makbet to remove it when in the water, that's because they were in makbet because it wasn't soiled. But if it's soiled, they would remove it because they don't want to get themselves dirty. When you have a headband that's dirty and muddy and you go in the water with it, what's going to end up happening? The mud will go in your body. It will go in your hair. So then if it's because of kpeda by matanfa, then it would be makbet. Came in the tanfa mikbet kapti alayu. That would be the nafkamina. Now, Rashi brings over here, in his long Dibra Maskel, he brings a shita from his Rebbeim, and he argues in it. And he says as follows, that Rabboisai explained, so we said that the reason why it's not a chaytz is because the water can enter. Rabboisai explains that the reason why they're makbet gufa is because it's a chatzitza. Why is it a chatzitza? It's a chatzitza, just like we find gubay a makbet chaytz, so we're also it's a chaytz. But the question is, Rashi right away asks, since it's water can enter, how could it be a chatzitza? So the rabbis have learned in New Yisrael in chatzitza. What does chatzitza mean? Achorim explain the lomdus in this machlokes. Anything that water can enter is not a chatzitza. That would be one pshat. And that's what Rashi asks on Rabbi Yosef. How could it be a chaytzitz? If water can enter, how could it be the reason because of makbid was a chatzitza? If water can enter, it's not a chatzitza. The Rabbi Yosef learned that chatzitza, even if water can enter, chatzitza be'etzim is a poisel. If I am makbid to remove something, because since I'm makbid to remove it, it's a chaytzitz. Chaytzitz is a shame that poisel be'etzim. Chatzitza is not just simple understanding. Chatzitza means water can't enter. It's a chatzitza. It's a separation between your body and the water. That's a simple understanding. The rabbis have understood that chatzitza means anything that I'm makbid, so then even if water enters, it's a poisel. Chatzitza is a shame poisel be'etzim, even if water can enter. And that would be the problem with Orig, according to Rabbi Yosef. But Rashi himself learns that the difference between the two lishnas is the mikbat kapti. The mikbat kapti is not a choytzitz. The mikbat kapti is they remove it because it's metanfa. And the mikbat kapti makes it that they remove it. And once they remove it, it's a chashash that they might carry in the shus rabim. But not because the mikbat kapti makes it into a chatzitza. The mikbat kapti makes it that they don't want to get soiled and stained, so they remove it. And if they remove it, it's the alter chashash that you might come carrying the shus rabim. Mashiach in the first lishna holds that you're not makbit, so you're not going to remove it, and the water enters, there's no problem. The second lishna is saying that they're makbit because it's going to get soiled, so they remove it, and it might come to carry.
That's Rashi. Raboisov is saying that the mak mikbet kapi gufa makes it a chatzitza. So Rashi's kasha is l'maisa water enters. How could it be a chaitzitz? So that the word is, the Raboisov learned chatzitza means anything that a makbet on is gufa shame poisel. Even if water enters, that's gufa the shame poisel of being chaitzitz because it's a shame pasles be'etzem.
Zogdimavaita Tanan Hosom, there's a Mishnah Mikvois that says as follows. Ve'elu chaitzim ba'odom. The Mishnah over there first mentioned things that are chatzitza when it comes to a mikveh by kelim, and then it says ve'elu chaitzim ba'odom, and these following things are chatzitza by an odom: chutei tzemer, straps and strands of wool; chutei pishton, of linen; v'aretzui shebarosh ebonos, and straps and strings that girls have on their hair, on their heads. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, no, shel tzemer shel seyer ein chaitzin, when it's wool, which is a soft material. Or sayer, even though it's hair. Yeah, using a hair as a headband. Hair on your own hair, someone else's hair. So, ain't a chaitzin, that's not a chaitzitz. B'mnei shamayim boyim bahen, because water can enter. Pishtun agrees is chaitzitz. Akaponim, he adds on sayer. He says sayer is not chaitzitz, even though Tanakama didn't discuss sayer. But semer, he argues on semer. Tanakama says, ain't a chaitzin ba'odom, chute tzemer, chute pishtun. And Rabbi Yudah says, no, tzemer and Seir are not choytzitz. He agrees to Pishtun. Zog the Gemara, Omar Rav Huna, B'chulon, B'roshi Abonai Shaninu, meaning this din, that we said, that it's choytzitz, is B'roshi Abonai. So Zog the Gemara, you're telling me this din, that it's choytzitz, Tanakama's din, that it's choytzitz, is B'roshi Abonai. It seems to imply, that if it's somewhere else, it would not be choytzitz, meaning, Tzemer, Pishtim, Abarosh, Abonos, Achoytzitz. It's, what is it coming to exclude? Where would it not be Achoytzitz? Mask of Rav Yosef, Limute Mai. What is it coming to exclude? Rav Huna's statement, Vechulim, Barosh, Abonos, seems to imply that somewhere else it would not be Achoytzitz. So what's that somewhere else? Ilem, Limute, Tzavor. If it's coming to exclude, if these chutim of Tzemer, Pishtim, are, let's say, around the neck, and then it would not be Achoytzitz, Udamai. So Ilem, Limute, Tzemer. If we're coming to exclude that tzemer around the neck is not a choytzeitz, that you can't say. Why? Hashto rach al gabe kosher is choytzeitz. Tzemer, we said, is rach. A person's human hair is considered kosher. So over there it says in the Mishnah that we said that Tanakam holds that it's choytzeitz. Tzemer and pishtim on your hair is choytzeitz. Even though it's not mahadik well, because rach and kosher is hard to get a tight fit. Rach and kosher, or kosher and rach, they usually don't go together well. So it's hard to get a tight fit. So hashto rach al gabi kosher. Madach tzemer, which is soft, al gabi kosher on your hair, is considered a choytzeitz, even though it's not a tight fit. So rach al gabi rach, when it's soft and soft, meaning a person's neck is soft, it's flesh, and tzemer is soft. So you need to tell me over here that what? That it's choytzeitz? L'chayra, it's fakert. It's more chaytzeitz because it's rach al gabi rach, so for sure gonna have a tight fit. So it's impossible that you're telling me it's coming to exclude tzemer on a tzare that it's not chaytzeitz. For sure it's gonna be chaytzeitz. Mi boya, you want to tell me that it's not chaytzeitz coming limute? Fakert, mi boya, if for sure it's gonna be chaytzeitz because it's rach al gabi rach, tzemer on bosa for sure is a tight fit. So that would yes be chaytzeitz on the neck. Elo, what's he coming to exclude? Limute chute pishtin. Meaning, chute pishtin, which is kosher, on top of your neck, which is soft, are not choytzitz. So, effectively, that's weiter schwer. Why? Hash the kosher al gabi kosher. Choytzitz, if you have chute pishtin, we said, on the hair, it's considered kosher al kosher. Tanakama says, tzemer pishtim on the hair is choytzitz. So tzemer, we said, is soft. But pishtim is hard. So kosher al gabi kosher. And a person's natural hair is also called hard. So kosher al gabi kosher is choytzitz. If you have pishtim on your hair, it's choytzitz. So kosher al gabi rach, if you have pishtim on the soft part of your boser, on your neck, so mi boya, how could that be not a choytzitz? For sure it's a choytzitz. Madach, something which is a hard fit, meaning kosher al gabi kosher, pishtim on sar, is hard to get a tight fit. And yet it's choytzitz, it's a separation. So if you're going to have kosher gabi rach, for sure it's a tight fit. So for sure it should be choytzitz. So how can you tell me it's coming to exclude with this material on the tzavar that it's not a choytzitz? Fakert, it should be a choytzitz.
If kosher al gabe kosher, which is not a tight fit, is a chaytzitz, so for sure kosher al gabe rach is for sure should be a chaytzitz. Elom Rav Yosef, what does it mean to exclude somewhere else? What strands, these strands, semer pishim, are excluded somewhere else that they're not a chaytzitz? Zog demora, hainu taima de Rav Huna. The reason why they're not a chaytzitz on the neck, lifishein isha chanekes es atzmo. A new reason. So you have the svaras that it would say that of course it's a chaytzitz because it's a tight fit, because the neck is soft, unlike a person with natural hair. The reason why it's not a chaytzitz, the reason why Rav Huna is saying exclude, only on the Rosh Ebonis it's chaytzitz, but on the neck it's not, is because a woman doesn't choke herself. It's not going to be a tight fit on the neck, even though a neck is soft, it's basar. It's not going to be tight because you're not going to choke yourself. So that's why it's not a chaytzitz. And that's why you can go into the mikveh with it. It's not a chaytzitz because on the neck, it's automatically not going to be tight because you don't choke yourself. But Eidechanami, if you make it tight, then of course it would be chaytzitz because it's rach al gabi rach. So it's more of a reason that it should be a tight fit. But pashtas, you don't choke yourself. So that's why only on the heads of the bonus it's a chaytzitz, but on the neck it's not. It says over there in the Braisa that girls are allowed to go with strands and strings in the pierced ears. You have a pierced ear. In order for the hole should remain pierced, you put a strand, you put a string in the ear. So there's no chash that she should remove it. She will remove it and carry Dalai Lamas. And likewise for tefillah, there's no inyan that you have to remove it because it's not mehuduk. The bonus are yoytzes b'chutin shabbos neim, and they're not going to carry it. And likewise for mikra, it's not considered a chatzitza. Avaloi b'chavokin shebetzavarein. However, they can't go with straps around their necks. The reason is, over there, it is a chatzitza. And if it's a chatzitza, you'll remove it for the tefillah. And if you remove it for the tefillah, there's a chash you might carry in shus ram and dalai lamas. But we see al kaponim that around the neck, the chavokin is a chatzitza. So we just said around the neck, you don't put it tight. And that's why it's not a chatzitza. Here we see clearly, and that's why there's no problem, the yoytzos. Here we see clearly that it is a problem and it would be considered a chatzitza and it would be any yoytzos. Zok demor vi'i amrit. And if you're going to say what we just said is correct, that ain't isha chanekes atzmo, so you don't choke yourself, so chavokin shebet zavrein amai loy, so why can't you have the chavokin shebet zavrein? Why can't you be yoytze b'chavokin shebet zavrein? After all, you're not going to remove it for tefillah because it's not tight, because you don't choke yourself. So why can't you go into shul sram with it? And for the Gemara, Omer Avina, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, Hocha b'ktola askinon. What we're referring to over here, that we say that the woman cannot go b'chavokin b'shebet zavareyin, is talking about a ktola. Ktola is talking about a specific type of choker. The choker that she has is isha chenekes es atzmo. She makes it very tight. Why does she do this? Zog demora de nichalo shetiroi balas bosar. She wants to look fat. In the olden days, a woman that was fat was healthy. Skinny looks unhealthy. So they wanted a faket, they wanted to have a double chin. So she wore this chavokin around her neck in a very tight way, because she wanted to look fat. She wanted to have a double chin. So she wanted to look healthy, so it's very tight. So mele it's a chatzitza. So mele you have to remove it from the mikveh. So mele it's a chash that you might come to carry. And that's where you can't be yoytze, because it's tefillah's mitzvah. But it's regular things around the neck, ein chanami, you don't choke yourself. But when you have something, a type of thing that you adorn yourself with, that you want to look fat, because that was nichalei shetiroi kabbalas bosar. So that's why you can't go with it, because you have to remove it for tefillah. And she might carry in Shus Ram Dalai Lamas. And stam in the Shus Rabim, she won't remove it, because faket, she wants people to think she has a double chin. Not going to remove it stam, because she wants people to think she has a double chin. So she's not going to remove it, then they're going to reveal that she's skinny. So, but the chash is that since it's tight, it's a chatzitza, so that's why any yoitz is, because you have to remove it ultimately for the mikvah, so then there's a problem that you might carry dal ramas and shusar habim. All right, we'll stop over here. The top of Nun Zayin Omid Beis.